Your right to fix your own stuff is finally having a moment in state legislatures. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. About half of U.S. states are considering right to repair bills. Those would require manufacturers to publish manuals so that anyone can make repairs on electronics and appliances, everything from iPhones to tractors to ventilators. Some of the bills focus on just one of those categories. In Arkansas, it's farm equipment. In Oregon, it's consumer electronics. And in California, it's medical equipment. And in France, a new law just went into effect requiring makers of some gadgets to put a repairability score on the label. Kyle Weens is CEO of iFixit. He says there may be momentum, but there's also a lot of resistance.
This is a huge uphill battle. There is $7.5 trillion in market cap registered to lobby against right to repair bills. Apple really doesn't want this legislation to happen because they've got us on a treadmill where we're buying new iPhones every 2 years. They like that a lot. If you could swap your own battery, maybe you'd hang on to your phone for 3 or 4 years. We've seen concerted lobbying attention. But the thing about this issue is I like to say all humans are in favor of right to repair. Like, this is a bipartisan issue. We've got like very conservative legislators in Nebraska proposing this. We've got very liberal folks in Massachusetts working on it. This is a bipartisan issue. And it's really a question of the rest of us against a few concentrated monopolies.
One of the arguments from manufacturers has been that publishing these guides for, you know, anyone to see would reveal their trade secrets. Is there any truth to that?
There is no truth to that. It's interesting. France just rolled out a repairability scorecard. Right next to the price at retail, it'll show how easy or hard it is to fix a product. And Samsung, in order to score better on that, released all their service manuals. And there's nothing, I mean, it's not hurting them in competition. It's not giving Apple a leg up on Samsung. It is simply the information that you need to fix a thing. It has nothing to do with trade secrets.
Has this been helped along at all by the pandemic, the fact that we're at home, more reliant on devices? There are various shortages in consumer electronics, of course, a global chip shortage too, which makes it harder to repair your PC. But I just wonder if in some ways it's also a perfect storm of reliance and a need to repair at this moment in time.
Absolutely. We have seen traffic to iFixit absolutely skyrocket during the pandemic. More people are at home. We're fixing our things. If you want to go and buy a computer and a webcam, it's actually hard. So it's a lot better to fix the things that we've got. You know, at the start of the pandemic, everyone pulled out their old laptop, fixed it up, and gave it to their kids. And so we're definitely seeing a lot of that. Hospitals are paying more attention to the equipment that they have. They're a little bit more resistant to bringing in third-party servicers because they want to protect their workers. So yes, I think this is the right moment. This is the right time. And this is the right fix to a big problem.
Massachusetts passed the repair law late last year just for cars. Do you have a sense yet of how that's working on the ground?
So Massachusetts passed a automotive right to repair bill it was actually on the ballot this last fall. And this is very exciting because it will expand right to repair existing laws to cover wireless communications that cars have. The current state of that law is that the manufacturers have sued the state of Massachusetts to delay implementation, and a federal court is going to be hearing that suit in the coming months.
Do you think that's a likely outcome even in states that do manage to get this passed, is that it'll be a long time before they actually go into effect?
I'm certainly hopeful that this could go into effect quickly. We've seen France's law that went into effect January 1st, and it's really starting to change manufacturer behavior, and you know, companies like Samsung are increasing access to parts and manuals. So we're optimistic, but there certainly is the possibility of a court challenge to slow things down.
That's so interesting that Europe, you know, just like with privacy in some cases and data protection, may end up leading the way here and frankly, creating a framework that would make it easier for companies to behave that way here, too.
Absolutely. And we have heard from manufacturers in the U.S. that they're paying attention to the French law and they want to design their products to score better. Because if you think about it, if you're looking at two smartphones on the shelf and they seem kind of similar and one has a repair score of 8 and the other's got a big red label that says it's a 3 and it's going to be hard to fix, well, why not get the easier to fix, longer lasting phone?
Do any of the state laws that you know of include that kind of a rating system?
No, the current U.S. Bills are focused on enabling access to information, parts, and software. So they're just about like making it possible to fix things. They don't dive into the level of detail and granularity. Like the French system will give you more points if the battery isn't glued into the phone, which is really cool. The U.S. Framework is not getting into the design of the product at all.
But we could, like you suggest, we could totally just start looking that up in theory. Like here in the U.S., you could be looking at two phones and you could type it in somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, if you use like a VPN and set your location to France, and then you go to buy an iPhone on Apple's website, it will show you the repair score.
Kyle Weens is CEO of the repair site iFixit. And now for some related links. We reached out to Apple to see if they agree that every human is in favor of right to repair, but we didn't hear back as of press time. We got some background reading on that French law, which is making waves all over the place. iFixit actually broke down Apple's scores specifically because the company is notorious for, over the years, creating devices that are ever more difficult to take apart, even to the point of using basically proprietary screws that only technicians can access. Apple gave itself scores ranging from 4.5 on the iPhone 11 to 6.5 for the new MacBook Air to 6 out of 10 for the iPhone 12 line. If you want to look up other devices, producer Michael Lipkin found an index of scores for various smartphones. It's mostly in French, but at least you don't need a VPN. And of course, in addition to restrictive repair rules being expensive, unnecessary, and in the case of California ventilators during the height of the COVID outbreak, potentially life-threatening, they also lead to an incredible amount of waste, as people end up throwing away electronics or vacuum cleaners or coffee makers instead of just fixing them. The environmental impact is a big part of the French push for right to repair, and a similar sentiment across the EU. There's more reading on that at marketplacetech.org as well, and a story reminding us that fully 3 years ago, tractor maker John Deere and other farm equipment makers promised to make manuals and tools and diagnostics available to the masses. That was part of an agreement that kept several states from passing legislation to force them to do that. They said they would do all this by 2021, and here we are, almost halfway through 2021, and Vice reports the flood of repair help is less than a drip. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.